A pleasant Friday to you. This is Scoops with DannyMac.com and the Minor League Report with Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com. In just a moment, we'll visit with Brian and what a week it was for the Memphis Redbirds. They have claimed the national championship, the AAA championship in minor league baseball. This is brought to you by Hair Salon for Men, Schnucks, Ryan Kelly, and Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. Hair Salon, home base, St. Louis, where it was founded, 1997, and they have now 16 locations in St. Louis. You get the perfect haircut. They keep client notes on each customer, so with each visit, you can be assured that they know what you want in the privacy of your own cutting station. I go to Hair Salon for Men. I take both my boys there. We're taken care of. Complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and mint, complimentary shoe shine, all for just $22. That's Hair Salon for Men. The president of baseball operations for the St. Louis Cardinals, John Mozeliak.
You think back to those early months of April, May, and June, and they got off to that tremendous start. At one point, they were almost 40 games over 500. And, you know, you could see there was a lot of success happening down here. And I think Stubby and his staff do a tremendous job. But more importantly, we rated their entire pitching staff, and they were still able to find a way to win. So really proud of everything that's going on down here, and got to really admire what's happening.
From John Mozeliak to the MVP, 5 RBI, Alex Mejia, MVP, AAA National Championship game, 5 for 5 and 5 RBI.
Best night in front of a television, I'm sure, yeah, for sure. You know, I had a few, but this was definitely one that feels really good, you know, to end the season deservingly how we should have.
Congratulations to Alex and the Memphis Redbirds. This is presented by Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. Coming up later today on Scoops with DannyMac.com, I'll have the Missouri Tiger Report with Mike Kelly. Want to remind you, you can catch all the Missouri games at Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill this football season, and don't miss a second of the action. Watch the Tigers on Hotshots, dozens of TVs. Enjoy awesome food and drink specials during every game, including Truman Nachos, the MIZ Burger, and Tiger-style fries, along with awesome game day deals on Bud Family Buckets and specialty cocktails. Get more information on the party. Find a Hotshots near you, hotshotsnet.com. Hotshots, proud home of sports fans, and your home for all the games all the time since 1990, and that includes for Missouri fans tomorrow as they take on Georgia. Coming up, it's a visit with Brian Walton.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Always this summer, it has been must listen to radio, or in this case, podcast on Scoops with DannyMac.com. And that's Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com, who does just a remarkable job in covering every single aspect of the Cardinals minor league system. And it culminates, Brian, for Memphis, a championship. Remarkable run with all the turnover that they had. Just your thoughts on the Memphis Redbirds and beating Durham the other night and winning the AAA championship.
Well, Dan, I told you before that, you know, with all the changes that occurred in the Memphis Redbirds this year, if Stubby Clapp was able to get his team to a second Pacific Coast League championship, you know, I would be a full believer in Stubby. And they not only did that, but they went one step further, which was to win the game that they didn't win last year. They had a rematch with the Durham Bulls, which is the champions of the International League. That game's played in a neutral site. It was held on Tuesday night, and Memphis really dominated Durham on the way to a 14-4 win. And, you know, in these games, it's not necessarily the name guys who come through. Kevin Hergett was the starter. I mean, he was a 39th round draft pick in 2013. Kevin Hergett wasn't even in the rotation to start the season, although in fairness, Flaherty, Gomber, Hudson, et cetera, were, so he was blocked. But when Hergett moved into the rotation, he was the stable force through this season. Only he and one other player, Wilfredo Tovar, were the only guys that were with Memphis last year in the playoffs and were still with Memphis this year in the playoffs. And Hergett kept Durham to one run into the sixth inning, did a great job. And then the guy who was the MVP of this game, of the AAA championship game, was Alex Mejia. And folks remember Alex Mejia. He played in 29 games for the Cardinals last year, but he only batted 109, and he really looked overmatched at the plate, as good as he is defensively. Well, Alex Mejia ended up batting third this year in Stubby Clapp's lineup. Now, you know, granted, Luke Voigt's gone, Patrick Wisdom's gone, O'Neill's gone, so, you know, a lot of the key players are gone, but Mejia did a great job, and in this championship game, he had a hand in 8 of the 14 runs, drove in 5 and scored 3. So, you know, even though Alex Mejia is off the 40-man roster, may not be back in St. Louis, you know, it's great to see some of the guys who maybe aren't the top prospects show that they, you know, could lead that team to a very important victory. You know, we've talked about him so many times already, and it was nice to see in a national TV audience that, you know, he gets credit for the fine job that he's done winning the second manager of the year in his 2 years in the job. And, you know, he's likely to be a good candidate for a managerial job, as we talked about before, or at least a bench coach job in the major leagues if he decides that's the way he wants to go in his career.
I want to go back to Mejia for a moment. And again, you pointed it out. He is not on the 40-man, so he will not be called up. Where do you think his future lies right now with the organization in terms of the numbers game and where he's at on the depth chart looking ahead to 2019?
Well, you know, it's hard once a guy's off the 40-man roster. It's hard for him to, you know, get back on. And the Cardinals have so many young players that they want to protect. It's difficult to see where Alex Mejia fits. I mean, now he's a good, you know, he's a solid player. He can play any of the four infield positions, play them well. They even had late in the postseason, had he and Max Schrock actually play a little corner outfield as well. So, you know, it's not crazy to think that Alex Mejia, you know, might someday get another chance, but it's going to require injuries. It's going to require something unusual to happen because the young prospects, you know, keep coming up through the system.
The Cardinals, really cool moment before they pop champagne. The Redbirds announced that the Cardinals had called up Giovanni Gallegos. Tell us a little bit about him, and the Cardinals made an acquisition to get him, and how he may fit in the plans here in the final week or so.
Well, you know, it would be great for Giovanni Gallegos to come up and really contribute for the Cardinals because, of course, he was the guy that got traded for Luke Voigt. And we've seen Luke Voigt. I think he's hit 10 home runs for the Yankees now, and you know, he's become the hottest player in New York. Gallegos is 27 years old, 6'2", 210, so, you know, good-sized guy. He had logged an ERA under 2 in the Yankees system, had a brief major league debut with the Yankees earlier this year. He's a fastball, curveball, changeup pitcher. He's had a career strikeout rate at AAA of 12.3 per 9 innings and a walk rate of just over 2. So a very solid player at the AAA level. Live fastball, good break in his curveball. You know, he's a guy that you know, should be able to contribute to St. Louis here in the final month of the year. And I believe he has one more minor league option after this year. So, you know, he'll be likely a part of that I-55 pipeline of relievers that will be going up back up and down next year, as probably as they did this year.
Brian, you mentioned the name of Luke Voigt. You're right. He hit his 10th last night for the Yankees. Did you envision this, if he ever got a chance to play, whether it be in St. Louis or in the Bronx or anywhere in Major League Baseball, this kind of particular run for Luke Voigt?
You know, I'd be lying if I said I did, Dan. You know, Luke, and you know, Luke is a very positive young man. He never let it get to him, but even when he was coming up, he didn't get invited to Major League camp when it looked like maybe he should. He was always kind of an underrated guy, and being a first base only guy, they tried him a couple of times in the outfield, you know, not unlike they did with Matt Adams, and it really didn't work. You know, he's a big guy, and he's most suited for first base. And the biggest challenge Luke Voigt had was that with the Cardinals, he was just blocked. He was blocked by Matt Carpenter and a number of others as well. And so, you know, Martinez, obviously. So there was nowhere for him to – there was really nowhere for him to play in St. Louis, and it's hard to tie up one of your limited bench spots with a guy who can only play one position, which is, you know, part of the reason why we didn't see Patrick Wisdom before now either.
Arizona Fall League is something that minor league players look forward to, especially those that have a bright future. How about on the Cardinals and looking forward to the Arizona Fall League, some of those names we should probably watch out for?
Well, the first one, of course, is Stubby Clapp, who made a decision to be a manager this year in the Arizona Fall League. And so he'll be managing the Surprise Saguaros, which includes, of course, Cardinals prospects, Jays, and several other organizations as well. And the Cardinals announced 8 players, 4 pitchers and 4 position players to play. Most of them have been under Stubby. Lane Thomas, the outfielder, had a great season this year, finished with Memphis. Andy Young, infielder, and Tommy Edman also, both middle infielders. Both of them finished the year with Memphis as well. And the catcher, Jeremy Martinez, who didn't get to play as much this year because he was behind Andrew Kisner, but he's a very good defensive catcher and just needs to come along with a bat. On the pitching side, Evan Krasinski, the left-handed starter, probably one of the most underrated, highest-performing guys this year in the system, really came from almost nowhere to really have a great year. And then 3 relievers, Connor Jones, who was a starter and now been moved to relief, same with Connor Green, who's on the 40-man roster but has had trouble throwing strikes this year. And then the final pitcher had been Andrew Morales, but he was injured. So instead, they made a replacement, Will Latcham, who had been at Springfield but then also was called up to Memphis for the playoffs. So Will Latcham will replace Andrew Morales in the Fall League, given that he's injured.
It started in Wayno's garden, spread to my kitchen, caught fire with the team, and now imagine the whole city eating my salsa.
Introducing Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa, available only at Schnucks and in stores now.
Dan, people always ask me, Matt, you're hitting the most home runs of your career. You could be the MVP, and the Cardinals are on fire. Is it really because of the salsa? And I tell them, yes.
So swing by Schnucks and pick up Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa. Go to Schnucks and go loco, folks, with Matt Carpenter's Bueno Mojo Salsa. I know one of the things that you wanted to touch upon in our visit was player development contracts and how that all works out and how it plays out.
You know, it's an interesting time of year. Most folks may think that the major league organizations own their minor league teams. And in the Cardinals' case, that's the case for Springfield and Palm Beach and Johnson City, and then, of course, the Gulf Coast League. But a lot of the teams across minor league baseball, are not. They have local ownership or different ownership. And every 2 years in September, in even years, there's this dance where organizations and owners of these minor league teams decide, do they want to stay married for the future, or do they want to look around and maybe switch affiliations? And at the AAA level this year, there was a tremendous amount of movement. The New York Mets bought Syracuse, which, of course, is close to them in New York, but the Nationals were there, so the Nationals had to move, and they were kind of waiting to see how other things shook out. Houston had been affiliated with Fresno, the team that the Memphis Redbirds played in the finals, but they wanted to be closer to home, so they moved to Round Rock, which pushed Texas out. Texas moved to Nashville, which pushed Oakland out. Oakland decided they wanted to go to Las Vegas, where the Mets were. So the Washington was like the last team standing. So Nationals now have to have their AAA team all the way in Fresno, California, completely across the country. And the reason for that is that there's a finite number of teams and there's a finite number of organizations. And, when the music stops, everybody has to sit in a chair. And what this rambling discussion I just went through is really about is the stability that the Cardinals have had in their minor league system. We haven't seen a lot of team movement at all. The Cardinals have been in Memphis for well over a decade now. Of course, they own the team. The team in Springfield, highly successful, own Palm Beach. They've been back with Peoria for a long time now, good ownership there. And, the Cardinals have that stability, and it's reflected in the fact that this year, across minor league baseball, attendance was down 3.3%. However, across the Cardinals system, attendance was up 1.7%. So, again, that shows you that stability and ownership helps to get fans out to the ballpark and, of course, successful results on the field from the players that the Cardinals bring in.
And it's amazing, too, listening to you talk about how Washington has to go across the country. You think about all the player moves the Cardinals have made the last couple of years, and being in the proximity that they are to Memphis, you know, that player is there that day for the most part, depending on where the team is at. But if they're in the Midwest or in St. Louis, that player is there. To do that with Washington, that's a competitive disadvantage to an extent, isn't it?
Oh, it's huge, Dan. It's huge. I mean, you're going to lose a day in just about every case. And, you know, the Mets had previously been in Las Vegas, and so they struggled with that, which is one of the reasons they went out and bought the Syracuse team. But, of course, what that meant was that that pushed Washington out of the picture. They had one more year. The Mets actually bought the team a year ago, but as I said, those contracts run for 2 years, so they couldn't get Washington out until now. But, yeah, it's a tremendous advantage to have Memphis and Springfield both so close, not only for player movement but also for rehabs. So, you know, when a Michael Wacha needs to throw or an Adam Wainwright needs to throw, you know, they can hop in the car and drive to where they're going to go. They don't even have to get on an airplane. We even saw players rehab in Peoria, which is, you know, less than 3 hours away from St. Louis.
Great stuff as always, Brian. What else can we find at thecardinalnation.com?
Well, as I mentioned, got this story about the levels of attendance and how that translated to the organization. Have a story about Will Latcham and replacing Morales. We're rolling out our relief pitchers of the year. So far, we've announced for Gulf Coast League, for Dominican Summer League in Johnson City, and now today's is State College's reliever of the year. So lots of content. And one thing I also wanted to mention, Dan, in the current version of Cardinals Game Day magazine, have two articles this time. One where we go into all of the seven players that the Cardinals acquired at the July deadline, including Giovanni Gallegos, who we talked about. And then my normal feature where we highlight one player at each level of the minor league system that fans want to know about. So folks, you know, when you pick it up to read about Matt Carpenter and has the cool photo on the front, drawing in the front of him as Popeye, there's also a good minor league content in there as well.
Awesome stuff, Brian. Thank you, and we'll hook up next Tuesday.
Thanks, Dan.